So good morning again. And we want to say a word of welcome to those who are joining us online today. If you are on the Facebook feed, you will see the information about our church, a link to check out our website, as well as all the information for our service today will both be in a link for a bulletin as well as on the screen. In your bulletin today, you'll find a number of announcements. Let me invite Nance Thompson to come forward to share one of those with us. And while she's doing that, you'll see on the back of your bulletin a number of announcements about food, which is really important in the life of this church. So before we get there, though, why don't you tell us about CrossGen, Nance and Debbie?
CrossGen also has food in it, which is really nice, right, Debbie?
Yes.
So we had great food last time. We don't know what we're going to do this time for CrossGen. The CrossGen is a program that we started this year for everybody to come to. When we did it before, in May, we had a three-month-old and we had a 90-year-old, and we had ages all in between. So it's open to everybody, and it's indoors if it's bad weather, outdoors if it's pretty weather. We do games, songs, skits, and musical instruments with Garrett.
It's a lot of fun, you guys.
It's a lot of fun.
So please mark your calendars for...
What's the date? Do you remember?
Wednesday? No, I'm looking down. Wednesday, July 13th. So between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m., hence the dinner is included. And there are links in the bulletin. Then you can call any Nance, myself, the church office. You can call Steph Hare. Reach out if you have questions, but we expect to see you there because you do fit the criteria. So.
Yes, all of it. And can I see a show of hands of how many people showed up for the last CrossGen?
It was a packed house.
We had about 47 people, wasn't it?
I think it was over 50.
Over 50? Yeah. So come on out. But sign up, please, so I can make sure I order enough food. Otherwise, you'll be hungry. Thank you.
So if I get that right, if you're somewhere between the ages of 3 and 90, if you fit into that category, 3 months and 90, and if you're over 90, you can come too. We'd love for you to have. Let me invite Catherine to come forward and share with us a little bit about some of the food things we have going on. And while she's doing that, you'll see information about CrossGen on the inside of your bulletin.
Good morning. I actually come to you wearing two hats this morning. So let me do the food hat first, because that's what was advertised. The food pantry has a somewhat desperate need for two different kinds of items. One is anything made with wheat, pasta, cereal, cornbread mix. The issues in Ukraine have suddenly become very local, and our shelves are empty. So if you're looking for something to donate to the food pantry, pasta or cereal would be really swell. The second request for the pantry is, if you have any of those really huge reusable grocery bags cluttering up your pantry, bring them on in. Because we use those to pack for families with seven or more people in them, and we're completely out. So you can declutter a little bit and help us. You can drop them in the bins in the back. Now I'm going to switch hats, and I'm going to put on my operations hat for a minute. At noon on June 25th, so 2 weeks from yesterday, we need some help putting up the really big pavilion-style tent back where the playground used to be. So we are particularly in need of people who are taller and stronger than me. It's a big tent, and I spend a lot of time doing this. So if you're bigger or stronger than me, and you have time at noon on June 25th, we could really use your help. Thank you.
So some other food-related things to tell you about. We have a commitment as a church to help out with Jan Peak and with Noontime Meal throughout the year. And at this point, we have no one signed up for the second half of the year for either of these ministries, where we provide food to people who are in need and who are hungry. And so if you are able and willing to either learn about it, or if you have helped with these in the past, would you speak with Jeff Kephart and right after the service and get to know him and learn a little bit more about these two opportunities we have to feed the hungry as a part of our ministry? It's once a month, and we want to make sure that you get to partner with people, so don't feel like you have to do it by yourself. But nonetheless, help us continue to live out our food justice ministry. And then the second piece is not so much food justice, but we Presbyterians like to eat. And on this coming Wednesday, you'll see from noon to 2, we are going to have a lunch bunch. And if you have a lunch break and would like to come and have a meal with us, we would love for you to join us in the fellowship hall at noon. Sometimes there's bad jokes that go along with the food, but nonetheless, there's good food, and you can see the things we would need that day and who to contact, Elaine, Heidi, if you have any questions. There are a number of things that we ask you to continue not only to be involved in, but certainly to pray for in our ministry, and one of those is the celebration of children among us who are leading us today. And as we gather in this time, let me invite you to take a moment and to settle yourself into this time and space where our children lead us in worship. And let us do so by closing our eyes for a moment and centering ourselves into this space with a deep breath, knowing that as we are here, we are surrounded by the love of God always. Let us worship God together.
Please join me in the call to worship printed in your bulletin. Let us gather together to worship and praise God.
For God has made us and this earth, which is our home.
Let us gather together in gratitude for one another.
For we are heirs of God's blessing and love for the earth and his people.
Let us offer to God our praises, our lives, and our gifts.
We are a family of faith, called to reach out with care and courage so that the goodness of life may be for all God's children.
Come, let us worship God, who loves us and walks with us every day. Please stand as we sing our opening.
Join me in the prayer of confession printed in your bulletin. God of our lives, we confess to you that we do not always stay true to our word, and that we do not recognize your presence with the acknowledgement that you deserve. Forgive us for going against your teachings, ignoring our duty to you, and straying from the path that you have set out for us. You tell us to forgive, but sometimes we hold on to hate. You tell us to make our own paths, but we choose the easier option to walk in the footsteps of those who came before. You tell us to speak your word, but our voices are drowned out by others. Forgive us when we fail to listen and follow in your shining light, but instead walk in the gray shadows of others. O God, we are sorry for getting sidetracked and distracted, so that we are not always able to spend time with you. Have patience with us, guide us, and help us correct our mistakes. Fill our minds and hearts with your love, and continue to shelter our minds and bodies from harm. Friends, hear the good news. Our lives are filled with the grace of Jesus, Son of God. Every day we are blessed with his presence, and every day a new adventure is laid out in front of us. One rock in the road may cause us to lose our footing, but it is not the end of the journey. We trust that God will always lead us back on the path, and we know that God is with us always. Amen.
As you are, let me introduce to you Alexander Eklund and his parents, Kendra and Brian. We have the opportunity today to celebrate the sacrament of baptism with Alexander, and we are excited to do so. And so let us begin this time by proclaiming what we understand baptism to be. Let us join together. In baptism, God claims us and seals us to show that we belong to God. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. We remember and rejoice in our own baptism as we celebrate this sacrament. So Brian and Kendra, let me ask you a few questions. Do you trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If so, please say we do.
We do.
Relying on God's grace, do you promise to live the Christian faith and to teach that faith to Alexander? If so, please say we do.
We do.
Will you endeavor to keep him under the ministry of the church so that he will one day trust in Jesus Christ for himself and become an active participant in God's work in the world? If so, please say we will. Would Alexander's family and friends please stand? If you're able. We are glad that you are with us today and hope you feel welcomed among us. We have a question for you. Do you promise through prayer and example to support and encourage Alexander to be a faithful Christian throughout his life? If so, please say we do. So along with you all standing, let me invite our children and youth to stand. This is a great day for this baptism because you all are here, and we are excited, glad that you are here. So I have a question for you all today. Do we, as the children of the First Presbyterian Church, promise to be a friend to Alexander, to pray for him, help him grow as a child of God, and follow Jesus? If so, please say we do.
We do.
And as a sign of our congregation's support, would the rest of us please stand?
Do we promise to guide and to nurture Alexander by word and deed, with love and prayer, encouraging him to know and follow Christ and to be a faithful member of Christ's church? Do we?
We do.
Please be seated. Let us pray. We give thanks this day that we can remember, O God, in your presence, this sacrament of baptism and the ways in which you have claimed us in these waters. We give thanks this day for the ways in which you use water in our lives every day to nourish us, to wash us, to help us to be the people you created us to be on this earth. And yet, O God, we pray that you would continue to help us as we celebrate and give thanks for this water. We continue to pray for this earth that needs clean water in so many places. This day, we come before you to use this water, asking that you would pour your spirit into it and through it into Alexander's life, and seal upon him love and grace. Seal in his life your presence, so that he may know your presence with him always. And so we pray this day as we remember our own baptism and celebrate with him, that you would remind us all of your deep love that goes with us throughout life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, Alexander. Come on, my man. Alexander, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. May the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer be with you this day and forevermore. Amen. You got to clap, man. Would you stand and welcome Alexander into the life of our church using the words in your bulletin that begin with joy and thanksgiving?
We welcome you into Christ's church, for we are all one in Christ. We promise to love, encourage, and support you, to share the good news of the gospel with you, and to help you know and follow Christ.
Let us pray. We give thanks, O God, for the gift of your love and grace and presence in Alexander's life, and we pray for him and Kendra and Brian as they are a family together, that you would continue to bless them together, lead and guide them together, that Alexander may continue to be the person you created him to be, and they together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
From the congregation, certificate of baptism. We have a Children of God storybook Bible because we hope you will begin now to read him the stories of faith that he might continue to grow in God's love, and a prayer shawl from our prayer team to know that he is surrounded by our prayers wherever he goes. Yep. Now we can sing.
Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer for understanding printed in your bulletin. God of all love and wisdom, send your spirit to this place to bless our reading and hearing of your living word, that it may be a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. Amen. Our scripture lesson today comes from Paul's letter to the Roman chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, 9 through 18, and 21. This is from the modern language translation of the Bible called The Message. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends with who love deeply. Practice playing a second fiddle. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Bless your enemies. No cursing under your breath. Laugh with your happy friends when they're happy. Share tears when they're down. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be the great somebody. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
This morning we celebrate the ministry of our Sunday school, which ranges in age from preschool up through eighth grade. Our confirmation class was here a few weeks ago, and we celebrated them. And, you know, it has been another challenging year. I think we all came back last September thinking, oh, finally, we'll get back to normal. And this year has been anything but normal. We continue to do what I have started calling the COVID shuffle, because every other week something happens, conditions change. And so, our Sunday school students and teachers have been very faithful. Every Sunday they have showed up either online or in person and helped to teach and share God's love with one another. And today that is what we are celebrating. And so we are going to ask all of our classes to share a little something with each of you this morning. And we begin with our Shine class. I'm going to encourage folks, too, that we often, you know, we ask people to recycle bulletins after the service if you're not going to use it, but this bulletin is full of wonderful prayers for you to take home with you, and the one you just saw and prayed with Shine is one of those examples. You can do hand motions with it at home and everything. So I encourage you to think about not just that this is, that people have to come to church to think about God and be spiritual and pray, but that we learn here what we are to take back home with us and do every day. And so our Connect students, our fifth and sixth graders, are here to share with us what they've learned.
Good morning, everyone. This year in Connect class, which is for fifth and sixth graders, we studied the New Testament in the early church. You may have noticed post-it notes stuck up around the building like that one over there. Well, one of our units was on persecution, and we did an exercise where we pretended if Christianity was made illegal, how might one share the Christian message in a quick way to other believers or even those who did not follow Jesus? We thought of what we might say then, wrote those ideas on post-it notes, which we placed all around the building. We hope you have enjoyed them and made a thoughtful as you have come across them this year. And now we'd like to share a Bible story we studied this year. I chose resurrection from John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Mary stood up weeping outside the tomb as she wept. She bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned around and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabbanui," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary went on and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these to her. This makes me think that resurrection is a happy and joyful occasion to celebrate. And then Grace, who couldn't be here, chose the 12 disciples, verses 33 to 37. When they had came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on this way?" But they were silent, for one of the way they had argued with one another, who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be the first must be the last of all, and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in its arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such a child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not but the one who sent me." Grace liked this story because it teaches us Jesus does not have any favorite disciples. He only cares that they know how to welcome Jesus and act with love, kindness, and gratefulness.
The story I chose Acts chapter 16, verses 25 through 28. I'm going to read a summarized version. Paul and Silas were jailed and were praying and singing when an earthquake shook the jail. All of the doors were opened and every chain was unfastened. Thinking the prisoners had escaped, the jailer drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." I chose this story because if you look deep enough, it tells a dual narrative, not just of prison doors being opened, but of a door to conversion being opened as well. It's later in the story the jailer converts to Christianity. When you think about it, the earthquake shaking the foundations of the building and unlocking the doors and basically breaking the chains and freeing everybody, yet when nobody left, it really shook the foundations of the jailer's beliefs and led him to convert to Christianity. Delia, who also could not be here, presented Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, the baptism of Jesus. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved, and with you I am pleased."
I as well did Acts 16, verses 16 through 34. One day, as we were going to a place of prayer, we met a female slave who had the spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune-telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days, but Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men, these Jews, are disturbing our city and advocating customs that are not lawful for us, being Romans, to adopt and or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing in order for them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw that the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that all the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe in Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. You and your household." They spoke the word of Lord to him and to all who were in the house. At the same hour of that night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without a delay. He brought them up into his house and set food for them. And he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. I like this story because it proves that Jesus has the power of God.
I chose this on Luke 2:41-49. My summary. Jesus' family traveled to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. When the festival ended, the parents of Jesus couldn't find him. They searched for 3 days and then found him inside the temple of his father. I like this story because it took place when Jesus was my age, 12 years old. And it's one of my favorite stories too. And my last reason is that this is a very memorable story, the most memorable story yet.
I think we have some future preachers in this crowd. We'd like to invite Faith X, our 7th and 8th graders, up.
This year, our FaithX group learned about the history and reformation of the Christian Church, from its origins in the Middle East, its spread throughout Europe, and its reformation in the Middle Ages and early modern era. The Church has seen a lot of growth and change. Through engaging activities, thoughtful discussions, and analysis of historical documents, our group has researched and explored the diversity and development of the Christian Church. For a long time in the early days of Christianity, Christians were persecuted for their beliefs and worship was limited to small hermitages and clusters of religious groups. The spread of Christianity into the Roman Empire under Emperor Constantine was a huge leap for Christianity and is seen as a bellwether of Christian acceptance and spread throughout Europe. Now that Christianity has expanded in size and power, with large religious groups such as the Roman Catholic Church, attempts were made to evangelize and induct European countries into the Christian faith. For those of you who are still awake after that, we're going to play a game of two truths and a lie. If you haven't played, the game is simple. We're going to read out a set of three statements to you all, and you're going to decide which of the three is a lie. Once we finish, just raise your hand when we call out the statement you think is false. Attention to the younger kids, let's see how you do on these first two. Now, sit back, relax, and let's test your knowledge of Christianity.
Question one, Noah's Ark. One, Noah built an ark. Two, Noah was running away from a giant sandstorm. And three, Noah brought two of each animal with him. By a show of hands, who thinks number one is a lie? Who thinks number two is a lie? And who thinks number three is a lie? The correct answer is number two. Noah was running away from a giant sandstorm. Noah was, in fact, not running away from a giant sandstorm. He was preparing for a flood. Question two, Moses. One, Moses worked under God's will. Two, Moses believed in second chances. And three, Moses had a pet snake named Danger Noodle. By a show of hands, who thinks that number one is a lie? Who thinks number two is a lie? And who thinks number three is a lie? The correct answer is number three. Moses had a pet snake named Danger Noodle. Moses most probably didn't have a pet snake, and even if he did, it was most likely not named Danger Noodle. But, you know, who knows?
Question three. In the Catholic Church, the focus is the Lord's Supper. Question two. In the Lutheran Church, the focus is the sermon. Number three. In the Reformed Church, the focus is Mary's prayer. By a show of hands, who thinks number one is the lie? Who thinks number two is the lie? And who thinks number three is the lie? The correct answer is number three. In the Reformed Church, the focus is Mary's prayer. In fact, in the Reformed Church, the focus is actually hearing and preaching God's word.
Question four. Number one, Reformed churches are most likely not going to have kneeling benches. Number two, in the past, the Catholic Church had everyone, including the congregation, sing hymns. Number three, in the Lutheran churches, communion is observed at each service of worship. By a show of hands, who thinks number one is a lie? Who thinks number two is a lie? And who thinks number three is a lie? The correct answer is number two. Instead of the congregation singing hymns during the Catholic Mass, the choir, often in the balcony, would sing the hymns.
Question five, the Scottish Reformation. Number one, John Knox died in 1572 with the fight for religious freedom long over. Number two, George Wishart told John Knox, "Go back, one is enough for sacrifice." Three, Scotland is an independent Protestant church. By a show of hands, who thinks number one is a lie? Who thinks number two is a lie? Who thinks number three is a lie? The correct answer is number one. John Knox died in 1572 with the fight for religious freedom long over. The correct statement would be, John Knox died in 1572 with the fight for religious freedom still brewing.
Question six. Protestants in European countries such as England, France, and the Netherlands were free to practice their chosen religion. Number two, Cambridge University was the center of Protestant worship in England. Number three, John Calvin was an inspiration in the Protestant community and the creator of Calvinism. By a show of hands, who thinks number one is the lie? Who thinks number two is the lie? And who thinks number three is the lie? The correct answer is number one. Protestants in European countries such as England, France, and the Netherlands were free to practice their chosen religion. If you listen to my monologue, for much of history, Protestants and Christians in general were persecuted for their beliefs and had to meet in secret.
I would imagine a number of us feel like we should go back to Sunday school. And you know, as luck would have it, we have a wonderful Faith for Life program for everybody older than eighth grade as well. So we hope if you had a little confusion in some of those questions that you might join us, especially come fall, for some of our Bible studies and book discussion groups. And so I believe Stephanie, our Director of Children, Youth, and Family Ministries, and Miranda and Wanda, the superintendents, are here to say thank you.
Yes, so good morning, everybody. It is so wonderful to see everybody here this morning. I'm gonna take my mask off for a quick second. So as Tammy mentioned earlier in the service, it's been an unusual year. And we wanted to take this opportunity to thank our teachers for doing such an amazing job. Not only were they clearly working with preparing Bible lessons, teaching prayers, building community in their classrooms. Hi, Alex. He's my friend. Not only were they doing all that, they were contending with wacky Wi-Fi issues, iffy Zoom connections, figuring out who was testing positive for viruses at various different points, arranging for substitutes. So it has been very much an up and down year. We started off the year hybrid. We had to go completely online for 6 weeks or so right after Christmas. Then we came back to being hybrid. And so it's been a whirlwind. But our teachers have been doing an amazing job, as has been evidenced by our students this morning. Clearly, in the midst of all this, they have actually been learning something. Oh my gosh! So we have a very small token of our appreciation. So if you are any members of our Faith Formation team, would please come forward. Their names are printed in the bulletin on page 6 in the sidebar. But we'd like to give you a shout out in person to including our gathering time folks, which includes Abby and Garrett.
Yep. Garrett.
And yes, Abby, Garrett, and our SHINE teachers, Andy, Joanne, and Casey, and our CONNECT teachers, Alice, Debbie, and Bill, our FAIX teachers, Susie, Nicole, and Debbie, my confirmation compatriots, Pam and Gordon, and a big shout out also to our substitutes, Pam, Bridget, and Jane. So we wanted to give this small token of our appreciation. If you're not a plant person, it's an oregano plant. And it's got a tag on it that says, thank you for nourishing our faith, because all of you have done a fabulous job nourishing the faith of all of our young people this year. And so if you're a gardener, please feel free to go home and plant this in your garden. If you're into cooking, just plop it on your kitchen counter and use it to cook with. But know that as you either taste it or smell it or just enjoy its beauty, please understand that this is a token of our love and affection and our sincerest appreciation for hanging on with such love and grace and caring through this entire school year. So thank you so much. And one for you. So please feel free to take your seats. There you go. You can go ahead and regain your seats. They need to take a load off. So we are calling another school year to an end. And with all of the strange things that have been happening this year, and not having church school over the summer, it kind of, I don't know, Miranda, if you're feeling this too, it kind of feels a little bit like a crisis.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, oh.
Super Bible Man! Fear not, citizens, it is I, Super Bible Man, here to save the day. Yes, we are in a moment of crisis because for the next 98 days, we will not have an opportunity to gather together with our friends and learn what it is that God is calling us to do. Of course, you know, it occurs to me that the very reason we're here is because we have just spent 9 months learning what it is that God calls us to do on our incredible journey with God. And so I want you all to think about this summer. Now, the Bible, we've spent 9 months, but the Bible is really big, isn't it? I mean, Jackson, how many pages in the Bible? Do you remember? That's right. That's a huge number. There are so many stories, so many stories, so many words, so many lessons. I mean, people could spend their entire lives studying that, not just the last 9 months. I mean, that's a lot to learn. And our journey with God is, it's been very helped by a great guidebook called the Holy Bible, right? And again, really big, but there's a nice alliteration in there also. We could be going on a journey with Jesus. It's like Jesus is our co-pilot, right? And Jesus realized there's a lot in that Bible. And he made it simple for people. He boiled it all down to two things. So when you're going, what should I do? What should I do? What does God want me to do? It boils down to this. We're to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength, and to love everyone else like we love ourselves. That's really simple. Anybody can get that. And so that's what I want to do today, is I want to challenge everyone, not just the students, but everybody this summer, that when you go out and you look around, that you're always grateful because everything you see, all the great wonders in this world, are because of God. And be grateful for that and appreciate that. It is a miracle and a wonderful gift. And the second thing is to always try to be loving to one another. That includes brothers and sisters, okay? And now, that's easy to say, but what does that look like, maybe? Well, being loving to somebody doesn't necessarily mean, oh, well, they want to do something bad, and I'm loving them, so I have to do it, too. That's not what it goes on. Now, I want to demonstrate. Could you come forward, please? Now, many people aspire to be part of the MCU. We got it better. We're part of the BCU. That is the Bible Church Universe. It's much better, except for the paychecks. Okay, so here we're going to demonstrate coming at somebody without love and talking to somebody with love, okay? I'll make this quick, ice cream cart. Okay, so Stephanie.
Yes?
Say to me and mean it. Okay. That is a stupid thing, Super Bible Man.
Am I allowed to say stupid in church?
Yes, you can.
Okay, all right.
You've been given permission.
Okay. That was a stupid thing, Super Bible Man.
Oh, stupid? You think that's stupid? I'm not stupid. You're stupid.
I'm not stupid. No, you're stupid.
You are.
I'm not.
How'd that go? Did that go really well? Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. There was no love there, right? Now let's see what we might have done instead. Do the same thing, please. Stephanie would never say this. She would never do this, but this is for dramatic purposes only. Go ahead.
Okay. Super Bible Man, that was really stupid.
Wow, that stupid. So that was stupid. I mean, that's kind of harsh. And you know, you're not a harsh person. Is everything okay with you? Is there something troubling you? Did you see that was much better? Did you feel better?
I think so.
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's the challenge. This summer, look about you. See where God has touched your life, where beautiful things exist, where wonderful things exist, including each other, and to try to share your love with each other. I, for one, am going to vow to try to lay low on irony. Nobody appreciates irony. It only gets you in trouble, just say. Okay, so, guess what that means? My orchard is done!
You get a plant.
Oh, thank you!
You're welcome!
And now I have to go back to the Abrahamic and plant my plant. And I promise I won't get in line first for the ice cream truck, even though I'm leaving right now. I will see you in September, September 18th, in fact. As for now, it's Super Bible Man, away!
Good job, Super Bible Man.
We also want to say a special word of thanks to Stephanie as well, who helped coordinate a lot of these details over the past year. It's been an incredible year. As Super Bible Man said, we'll be kicking off again September 18th, and we hope everyone has a wonderful summer, and we hope you will come and tell us, well, we hope you'll still come to church this summer, but also that you will be looking for God, like Super Bible Man said, everywhere we go. So let us stand and sing our next hymn. Anyone who is watching online is more than welcome to send us a prayer request at prayer@fbcyorktown.org, and we will make sure our prayer team puts up a prayer ribbon for you as well, and we will be praying for you. And while we are here, we also want to share our joys and concerns with one another. So what joys and concerns do you bring? Anne.
Joys for the youth of the church. You did a great job today.
Yeah, so prayers for the children and youth of the church and everything. Yep, Bessie.
The joy that Ben received an honor of last week from the retired teachers of Northern Westchester Public.
Yes, the joy of a scholarship that Ben got from an organization that Bessie is involved with, and we got to see each other at lunch on Thursday, which was just great. Mariana.
I have two. John Collins will have surgery this Friday. I'm sure he'd like us to pray. Secondly, I heard from Pat Prada, and while we're worshiping today at First Presbyterian, Second Presbyterian.
So prayers for John as he has surgery this coming Friday, and also prayers for Pat and John as they settle into their new life in Indiana.
And they're doing well.
That's a joy. Yes. Chuck.
Yesterday
Chuck and Noreen, and the 63 years of marriage that you have shared together. Congratulations. Yes, Steve.
Yes, Gavin wanted me to be sure to say that he was hoping that we would offer some prayers for his uncle Dustin, who had a back procedure surgery.
So we will pray for Uncle Dustin and as he recovers. Yes, we will definitely pray. Nathan.
Joy of Oliver's fifth birthday tomorrow.
Oliver. Oliver turns five. That's great. Other birthdays we should be celebrating? Yeah.
And 2 days later, it's Casey.
Oh, and Casey. Any other June birthdays we need to get out on the table?
Our nephew Luke was born on Friday.
Oh. All right. Oh, I think Garrett just had a birthday too, didn't he? Yes, and Jean, that's right, Jean Winget. Any other June birthdays?
Sophie,
yep. That's a good month. Let's sing, Garrett.
Happy birthday.
Lift up. I know a number of folks are continuing to deal with COVID, so I would just lift up to you a number of our Sunday school kids who couldn't be here this morning because guess what? Also Dick and Mabel and a number of others who have, the COVID shuffle continues. So just prayers for all those who continue to deal with this pesky virus. Other joys and concerns. Nance. So we pray for Susan and Phil and Lori and I miss one.
Donna,
yep. So we pray for all of them. Yes. Charles, up here. Yes, Liam.
Prayers for our hungry neighbors. School lending is exciting for the kids, but having five more meals ready at home every week is hard sometimes.
Yeah, so prayers for our hungry neighbors. We will definitely pray and hopefully also share. Barbara. So we pray for Kelly and the family as they deal with this incredible transition. Yes. Connie.
The joy of yesterday's Pride March, and so many of us were at the front lawn of the Methodist Church for a huge festival, and it was just like a big family day. It was great, and it was wonderful to spend time with some of the youth of the church, and it was just great. So the joy of the community.
Prayers for the Pride March and Festival in Yorktown yesterday that our church participated in. We will be celebrating a Pride Sunday in 2 weeks, and so we invite you all to come back for that as well. Also, a lot of people were marching yesterday in the March for Our Lives, which was to end gun violence and to promote gun safety reforms. And so I know a number of people in our church were also all over the place marching in those marches. And so we pray that the spirit of dedication and commitment to making this place a safer and more loving world will continue to turn into more action as well. Other joys and concerns?
Yes.
So we will pray for your family. Yes, we'll definitely pray.
I think that's everything.
All right, we're going to turn it over to our prayer for the day.
God, thank you for our homes and our world. Thank you for our churches and our communities. Thank you for those who help us learn, for our families and friends, our teachers and Sunday school teachers. God, you have given us a beautiful world. Thank you for nature. We give you thanks, and we lift up our prayers to you, listen, God. Loving God, be with our families and friends as they work and play.
Be healthy and safe every day.
Be workers and helpers all around the world.
Give them energy, hope, and peace.
Hear us as we pray for all those in need.
Help those who are hungry today.
Pray for the earth, you have given us a home.
Help us to love and care for all creation.
Last but not least, O God, we pray for ourselves.
Fill us with your light and love. Give us faith and courage to follow where you lead us.
We lift up all our prayers to you, Holy God, using the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
From Alexander on up to all of our children, we have seen today the commitment that we have made to be a church together that nurtures faith in our children, in our youth, and our adults. And so today we continue that commitment in the very lives that we give and the offerings that we make. In your bulletin today, you'll also find some information about the Pentecost offering. This is one of our denominational offerings, a portion of which we keep locally. As a part of our work to continue to address children and work with children who are at risk. I think it's a little funny to say that this offering goes for children who and youth and young adults who are at risk, because which ones really aren't? And so we actually are called to be a community of hope and love around all children, and this is one of the offerings that invites us to consider and dream how we can do that. So in our regular offerings and in our special offering, let us give in such a way that we may continue to live our commitment to all children, youth, and young adults.
join me in the prayer of dedication. Loving Lord, we thank you for the children and youth of our church, for what you have done through them over the past year, and what you will do through them in the coming years. We bring our gifts and our lives to you,
that you may use them to strengthen the faith of everyone in our church family, children, youth, and adults. May we follow in Jesus' footsteps and share the love of Christ with our community and world. Amen.
All right, so we've been passing the peace using sign language, and we've just started also passing the peace with fist bumps and elbows and handshakes and whatever people are comfortable with, but our shine kids are going to help us pass the peace this morning. You ready? The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, and also with you. Let us share the peace together. To invite everybody to come out this door. There are goodies for coffee hour, including a cake in celebration of Alex's baptism. And if you follow the hallway back to the back of the building, that's where the ice cream truck is. So we have a feast of wonderful sweets for you, and we hope you will stay and enjoy them with us. Alex.
Please join me in the blessing printed in your bulletin. Bless our hearts as we work together. Bless our hearts as we love each other. Bless our feet as we go into the world. Bless our families and friends, our church, our community, and our world.